I'm fascinated by how other writers write, because after 10 years trying to develop a streamlined writing regime, I haven't yet cracked it. I'm envious of the writer who can get out of bed at 6 a.m. with a clear head, sit down at a desk, enjoying the freshness and quiet of a new day, perhaps with a double espresso by the keyboard and a cocker spaniel lying at her feet. Hang on, perhaps I'm getting carried away. Unfortunately, mornings are a bad time for me, and I always get off to a late start, sometimes at 10, other times 11. And when I stumble into the kitchen, I find it difficult to work without first unloading the dishwasher, tidying up the breakfast bowls, cleaning a surface or two. Then I sit at the kitchen table and boot up the laptop. I'm a fan of the Stephen King classic, On Writing, and I would like to be like him, powering through the next 2,000 words, not looking back. But that's not me. When I write, I always go backwards before going forwards. I will have a printout of the previous week's work by the computer, and I will edit and re-edit for a few hours, and only then move on to the blank screen, the next section. I'm constantly rewriting. Sometimes I feel that I've rewritten all personality out of the text, and I have to build it up again, adding a minor flourish here or a metaphor there. Often I work like this in my pyjamas, and around 2 p.m. I take a bath, and for me, the bath is a thinking place. I mull over some problem with my text, trying to figure out how to solve it. Or, as I write fiction for the first time, I grapple with the difficult question of what should go into the next scene, because I do think in scenes rather than chapters. I ask myself questions such as, what would Callie do next? Or does the action need to go up a gear here? When I'm stuck, I get out of the house, hoping that a change of scenery will do the trick. I have some favourite places to work. The pretty cafe at Clifton Nurseries in Little Venice is one, Carluccio's in St John's Wood another, and I highly recommend the Rare Books Room at the British Library. There's something about the monumental hush, the mass gathering of studious souls, that I find both emotionally calming and intellectually stimulating. About twice a year I get out of London for a writing week. I love to be near water, and I recently spent time at Woodbridge in Suffolk, writing all day and taking a walk by the Deben estuary in the evenings. A while ago, I spent a writing week in Foy, Cornwall, in a house on a hill with a glorious view of the sea. These excursions are precious for me. I save up to rent a house, and I tell myself that the extra work I get done will ensure that the trip makes economic sense. Up to a point, it does. Somehow it's easier to write when I've separated myself from the complicated business of everyday life.